welcome to Neighborhood Church. To learn more about who we are as a community or to financially support Neighborhood, go to neighborhoodchurchmn.org. Enjoy the message.
He wants me to start, but I'm waiting until he gets back here. I will. There is a decent chance that this falls, so don't be distracted because I won't if this falls off. Okay, sweet. So today we are, Chris wants me to introduce myself, which is not that important because I talk about myself enough. So more than maybe Chris does, which is impressive. So this might be the first time that a message goes shorter than Chris's announcements because today was forever. But we'll see if I can top it. But so I'm Mike Valdez. I've been speaking here for a while now. I don't know. I guess I've been along with Chris for the ride for a long time. If you don't know me, I've gone through a lot of the same stuff as Chris has been with him. So I think we have a similar value set, and so it's really fun to be a part of a community like this because I know that a lot of you have been through similar stuff as well. So we'll jump into that, a little bit of that today. We're going to do a Thanksgiving message. How original, yay, right? But it's funny because it seems obvious, but it's really not that obvious because when I was, maybe this is just my brain, when I was preparing for this message, I was going through all this stuff in my head and all I could think about was Christmas. I was like, okay, do I like do holiday cheer? Like, do I talk about Santa Claus? Wait, that's from the devil. We can't do that. Like, no, do I talk about like the hard stuff? And I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, whatever. I'll do some thinking about what I'm going to talk about. I'll put that on hold. I'm like, what am I doing next week? Oh, yeah, Thanksgiving. I skipped right past Thanksgiving and was like thinking about Christmas. I'm like, oh, goodness, I better do a Thanksgiving message, right? And but it's perfect because it got me thinking about a lot, and that's kind of the point of the message today is Thanksgiving, but we can really skip past this time and be looking ahead. And Christmas is that season, or the holidays. Let's lump it, Thanksgiving into the holidays. I don't know if you guys do, but I don't. The holidays is strictly Christmas and New Year's. I always forget about Thanksgiving, so I'm going to lump it in today, right? This is my new thing. Thanksgiving is part of the holidays. And so as we move into the holiday season, this is a time that's really, really fast paced, whether it's for the good or for the bad. We're just moving. And I thought, how perfect for the theme that I was moving so fast, I had skipped right past Thanksgiving. So today I want to just, I think we'll do a Thanksgiving message, but focusing on slowing down, kind of being in the present, and gratitude is the message for today. And so I was asked where I got this sweatshirt, and I was going to say it in the middle of my message, but I'll start off. So today's theme will be spread gratitude always. And I was showing you this, I wasn't showing you my butt, I was showing you my back, I'm sorry. This, the message on my back, that's what I wanted you to see, okay? So spread gratitude always. That's the message for today. And so this, again, as I was saying, this can be a fast-paced time. And I think the holiday season can be, well, Chris already kind of stole my thunder, so I'm going to repeat exactly what he did. This can be a time that during your 45-minute announcements, I'm going to repeat what he just said. This is a time that can be, for me specifically, really tough, but also for some of us really good, depending on what we've lost, depending on what we have to gain. I think there is a lot that goes into this season that for some of us, it's just about getting through this time and getting on to whatever's next. For some of us, there's anticipation. There's failed anticipation, failed expectations that are not met. And no matter where you fall in that camp, I think we can all agree that this is just kind of a a strenuous time. Maybe it's stressful, maybe it's for the good or for the bad, but it's kind of a fast-paced, stressful time. So I'm going to start with talking about the stressful kind of stuff. And this, let's do this instead. I'm gonna call an audible, and we're gonna go this. It doesn't help when you're laughing. He's probably not even like here mentally. He's probably like thinking about like some joke that he heard last week, and he's just like having a hoot over here. That's where Chris is at. No, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna start with gratitude, and gratitude in my eyes is just being thankful. Not just being thankful for what we have, but it's more of an attitude. It's more of a mindset. And so during this time, during Thanksgiving, I've been using the word gratitude, gratefulness. And again, this sweatshirt, so spread gratitude always, is pretty cool because right here is the heart chakra. And the sweater, the idea is that gratitude comes from the heart. And that's what we'll focus on today, is more so rather than okay, let's fast forward to Thanksgiving and the classic, we're all sitting around the table and, hey, everybody go around and say what you're thankful for. Well, I'm thankful for my health. I'm thankful for my house. I'm thankful for... Maybe I just live in a really basic family. So if this is not your experience, I'm sorry. But, like, this is my family, right? Oh, I'm thankful for my health. I'm thankful for that when I was young, that I go to a Christian school, that I, you know, all these things. But those are all just... Hey, we are stopping in a moment and saying what we're thankful for, and then we're going on. We're not living out that thankfulness. We're not living out that gratitude. So that's what we'll focus on today, is how do we, with this new idea, or not this very old idea, actually, of gratitude, but how do we look at it in a new light, and how do we carry that with us? So my challenge for myself, actually, during this season is going to be spreading gratitude, always having gratitude, not just in the things that I have, but in every little thing that I'm doing every day, showing gratitude to every single person. So the challenge is what if we cannot just have gratitude every day from now until the new year, but what if we can spread that gratitude as well? So I'll give you some tips and kind of a tool on how to do that. And I've, spoiler alert, I've already kind of talked about it, and it's going to be about how we do this with our heart. So the bad and the stressfulness of the season. As a young kid, this is pretty exciting time, probably because we're naive. And we're just like, we don't know enough about the world. Oh, there's presents and there's food and all this great stuff. But as you become an adult, you realize it's not so black and white. There's a lot of gray, and this is not really the most anticipated time of the year for the reasons that we would want it to be. So maybe you're in the camp that this is a really difficult time because you've lost loved ones, and that's specific to me, thinking about people that we would want to be with during this time. Maybe you're an introvert, and this is just introvert hell season where you have to, like, show up to parties, you have to show up to family gatherings that you don't want to be at, you're expected to show up to church, otherwise Chris will criticize you. You know, this can be a really rough time. This can be a time of where just stress as far as, like, being a parent. I think of you parents out there, there's, like, Christmas programs and plays and music stuff that you have to go to. There are obligations. There are standards. You've got to, we're thinking about shopping. What kind of presents are we going to get? What kind of presents do we want? That's my biggest stress. I'm like, I don't know what I want. It's super stressful for me to ask people for stuff. Maybe this is going to family gatherings that you don't really want to go to, that are going to be problematic, that are going to be stressful. Maybe it's, for me, it's going to a family gathering where I'm excited to go to, but, like, my subconscious, every time I'm with my family, who I love and I have zero problems with, but I'm always having to live up to it. Like, there's, like, this deep down stress of, like, hey, I've got to bring the best food, or I've got to bring the coolest game, or I've got to... Like, I host Thanksgiving. I've got to have a new project that I've done at my house, so my family will be impressed. And so there's the good stress and the bad stress that come along with this. And then there's, so if you're falling in that camp, this can be a very daunting time. Now, this is gonna, well, Chris will probably laugh at me, but maybe the rest of you will too. You know, this can be a time where we can actually, in my eyes, look forward to that. And how would we look forward to something that's going to be daunting and frustrating and tough? And it's this, is that if we are going to live a life of gratitude, if we're going to do this thing, this challenge of having gratitude every day and living this gratitude and spreading this gratitude, there's a key thing that we have to understand. Well, maybe understand or revisit. And it's the idea that it is really easy for us as human beings to see life as a two-dimensional road. Actually, this is perfect, a path going straight down. And we walk this path, you know, from birth to death. And this path in the middle is good. Everything that's good, everything that's happy is on this path. And so we walk down this road expecting everything in life should be good. And then on either side, I've talked about this before, but on either side there's a ditch to the left and to the right. And at any time, if something bad happens in our life or we're going through some grief, it's because we veered off away from the good and we're in the ditch and we're in this bad area and we're not supposed to be there. This is a common misconception that we have. And when we're in this ditch, we're, okay, so I'll stand over here. All we're doing is we're focusing back on the road, on the good, and our only thought process is I want to get back to the good. I want this pain to stop. I want this frustration to stop. I want these bad times to stop. I want to get out of here and get on to the good and back to where I should be. Now, the reason that that's really dangerous is because, first of all, that's not even reality. That's not the way life works because bad things are inevitable. However, what we're going to look at today is, or what we're looking at right now, is when we're in the ditch, we are missing all the good stuff in there. We are missing the times that we can learn, that we can grow, if we are focused on getting back to the good. Because again, if that is inevitable, then what life really is in reality is like three-dimensional hills and valleys on this same line. There's no veering off. You are going up on the hill, you get to the top of the hill, you get to see the beautiful view, and you get to have gratitude during that time. And that's easy. That is easy, easy. Hey, thank you for that cup of coffee, Chris. It was fantastic. When it was the worst cup of coffee I've had in my life. You know, it's like, wow, I really love that shirt and like spreading that joy. It's like that shirt is ugly, but it's super easy to do when we're at those high times. And that's not, and I kind of joke about it, and it's great to have gratitude during those times, but that's natural. And what more so what I'm suggesting is if when we're at those high times, if we can start to change our mentality of, hey, I can see the horizon, but then I can also see the valley and expect that the hard times are coming. And if I'm carrying this attitude of gratitude where I am thankful for the things that I have, I am thankful for, and I am grateful to people, and we'll expand on that in a minute, I can head into these hard times knowing that first of all, I'm already changing my heart because I'm having gratitude going in. But what that does is when we get into these hard times, not only is our heart a little bit more soft and full of gratitude as we go into these lower times, but it also helps us appreciate these hard times when we are constantly having that mentality of, hey, I'm going to have gratitude. So for instance, I think my friends and family get annoyed of me when I do this, but when I'm going through hard times, sometimes I'm even smiling, like, this is great. And people are like, what? It's like, because I get to learn and I get to grow through this time. And if we're doing some reflection on our lives, we can see that the times that we've grown the most are during those times that have been the most difficult. And therefore, when we grow and we learn, it makes those high points even higher, even better, because we've come through, we've grown, we see the world in a new light, we are able to have more gratitude. So therefore, you get to the next hill, and you're excited almost, because it's like, not only am I seeing the horizon, but I'm seeing that hill way in the distance, and I can't wait to get to that hill too, because after I go through this valley and learn, I'm going to get to that hill, and it's going to be even more beautiful. So let's rewind and go back to just, the state of gratitude. Which side is it? That's what this sweater is called. So this sweater, to answer your question, just comes from, I found it at a place in New York. And I think they're based kind of out of New York, but actually out of Los Angeles. It's confusing. Doesn't really matter. But that's where the sweater comes from, you asked. And the company has stated gratitude, but that's kind of their mantra is just having gratitude always. And how do we change our heart? And it's like this, like I was saying before, is when we are in that state of gratitude, when we are spreading gratitude, what is actually happening is we start to end up spreading that Christmas cheer, that joy that we are looking for. So as kids, right? I guess I, as kids, in my 20s and even into my 30s, well, I'm still in my 30s, not that old, but I was always chasing that Christmas spirit, that Christmas joy. Hey, I want to feel content. I want to feel great during this time. I want to feel happy. And yeah, maybe for some of you, listening to Mariah Carey's Christmas song does that for you, right? maybe that's what brings you Christmas joy, or Hallmark movies, right? Fantastic plot line for all 100 of them. You know, great, great movies. Maybe that brings you the Christmas spirit, or maybe it's seeing family. But lost my train of thought. Well, where we're at, I'm thinking about all those great Hallmark movies. Love, we gotta watch one of those tonight. That's what we're gonna do. So, but seriously, coming back, you know, to how we do this, how we do gratitude, is. When we are in these times, whether it be the tough times or the really good times during this Christmas season, you know, for myself, it is chasing that Christmas spirit. It is chasing that, hey, I want to be happy. And what it boils down to is I just really want to be content during this season. I want to feel like I am enough. I want to feel like what I'm doing is enough. And I think where we started this message is it's so difficult because it's really hard to be content if we're not present and if we're not focused on something like gratitude. And for me, gratitude really helps center that, really helps bring me down to be present and to really be content with where I'm at. And if I'm doing that, I can look around while I'm at Thanksgiving, or even this week is leading up to Thanksgiving, and I can be present with the things that I'm doing, the preparations that I'm doing, and I can have gratitude within that. I can be present. And then when Thanksgiving time does come, I can be present with my family, and I can, with those hard times, the things that are pressing upon me, I can say, okay, I can soak this in. I can be okay with the difficult times, but also I can look at the good times to come. And as I do that, I'm not just skipping over this season, because as I'm doing that, I think you're all agreeing with me, and this is stuff we kind of already know, but it's just like this second call or this reminder to let's do this during this season, that let's not just pass by this season. And maybe we can move into the season with this feeling of gratitude and contentment, because whether the things that are coming ahead of us, whether it's, for me, this is just a very emotional time. I miss my mom and I miss a couple of my friends that I've lost this year. And life is going to be tough. It's going to be tough not having them, it's going to be tough going to some of these family gatherings. But if I can look at what am I growing, what am I learning through this, and as I'm having gratitude during these times, how can I and myself start to change my heart? And as you do that, and as we practice that gratitude, no matter if there's good times or the bad, we start to really form that Christmas cheer, that contentment, that gratitude within ourselves, and that is the way to move forward. Now, don't get me wrong here. What I'm not asking is for us to be like, oh, well, yeah, this guy just ripped me off for $1,000, and my partner just left me, and my kids don't like me. Wow, this is so great because I have gratitude. Like, that's not what I'm saying, because that's a really black and white way to look at things, and life is actually really gray. What I'm suggesting is that we grieve during those times and we have gratitude. We do both, and because if we want to skip by the hard things and say, oh, like, I don't know if you guys have ever been through a hard time and the classic, your friend comes to you, oh, it's God's plan, or God's going to work through this. It's great. Just don't worry about it. And you're just like, okay, like, I appreciate that, but like, my God, that doesn't help right now. Like, I'm like feeling some serious pain. I just can't skip over that. No, I'm not saying that's not good, because there's a place for that. But the truth is we are feeling pain. And I was just telling my partner this morning, is our subconscious knows better. is if we try to, like, by words fool ourselves that, no, I'm really fine, I'm okay, or somebody says, just feel better about this, our subconscious in the back of our head, like, bull crap, like, that's a lie. Like, you are not fine, and you're not going to be fine until you move through this. So that's what I'm suggesting, is that we do both and. So let's just play this out. Let's just give you one final example before we end here. And I'll do it for myself and a mix of maybe some people in my life is, you know, the anxiety of moving into this season looks like this. Is I've got family coming to town and I'm hosting like 15 people at my house, wanting to get my house perfect, thinking about my mom who's not going to be present with us, thinking about my siblings whose expectations I have to live up to, but also looking forward to a lot of fun that we're going to have playing games and being dumb and having drinks and having great food. And so as I walk into that, how do I have gratitude and peace with that? Hey, it's okay. Some hours of the day, certain days of the week, I might want to be crying. And I might, and life might be a little tough, and I want to share that with those next to me. Hey, today, Chris, I'm really having a tough day. But that doesn't mean I'm not excited. I'm also excited, and I do have gratitude, but I am also feeling the feels. And just being vulnerable and open with those in our lives and even with ourselves. And that way I can move into Thanksgiving Day. Let's now fast forward and again play this out. My family's there. Guys, I need an hour away. I'm really either anxious or stressed. I just need to go for a walk. But hey, but this is great. I do love that you're all here. This is really good. So feeling and having that gratitude and having that joy, allowing ourselves to be human. And then as we walk through this holiday season, like, there are going to be days that I'm just checked out, right? That things are really difficult. And that's where we can lean on those next to us. Maybe it's leaning on a partner, a friend, or maybe that's honestly leaning on God and just, you know, in the way that God supports you during this time and leaving that open-handed. So that is my challenge for us today. Is to move forward in that state of gratitude and having that gratitude always, because as we have that gratitude for everything around us, not just the things that we have, but the fact that we have the chance to grow, the fact that we are pressed through hard times. I have gratitude for the loss of my mom because I think about the things that she showed me in life and made me who I am today. And I have gratitude for that pain that I'm feeling because that pain that I feel from losing her has helped me be more present and intentional with the other people in my life. So I have gratitude in the heart and I have gratitude for the good. And that has helped change my heart in the past, but I haven't done this super well. I just told you guys I forgot about Thanksgiving. I was already ready to zoom on. So that's my challenge for myself for this season, is just looking at the things that you have right in front of you that are there, that we can be present with. Otherwise, we're going to skip through this season. We're going to miss it. And if we do this, we're ultimately getting what we want, that Christmas cheer, that holiday cheer, that happiness during this time. And I think that that's what this season really can be, is a time to grieve and a time to celebrate. It's just a highly emotional season. And I think if we step into that, it can really become one of the better times of the year for us to feel both of those out. So I'll pray and then we can get out of here. God, I have gratitude. We have gratitude for everything in our life. We have gratitude for the life that we live, the air that we breathe. We have gratitude for the relationships that we have. We have gratitude for the things that, for the troubled times that we've had that have helped us grow. We have gratitude for those that have come into our lives and those that have left our lives. So as we move into this holiday season, planning this week to get together with family or maybe not to get together with family, we ask that you are with us in that, giving us the strength, the energy between all of us to have that gratitude, and not just to have that gratitude for ourselves, but to spread that to others. It's going to be really difficult sometimes, might be easy other times, but we just ask you to be with us during that. And then I just personally ask for all the pain that people are feeling during this season, that just an extra level of comfort for them during this time. Whether it be gratitude for that or whether it just be simply being able to grieve that and process that. Just asking for extra support. So again, we have gratitude for all that is life. And we have gratitude for you. Amen. So, have a great holiday season, everybody.